Alright folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me ask you this. Ever feel like you're scrolling through life instead of actually living it? You know that feeling when you catch yourself doom-scrolling for an hour, only to realize you haven't accomplished anything but a temporary dopamine rush? We've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into mindful navigation through social media, because let's be real, these platforms can be both amazing and absolutely exhausting. We're gonna unlock some secrets to reclaim your time, reduce stress, and rediscover the joy of being present in the real world. Think of this as your cheat sheet to a happier, less screen-obsessed you. First things first, it's about awareness. That means recognizing how social media makes you feel. Are you feeling anxious, jealous, icy comparison creeping in? Acknowledging these emotions is step one. Don't judge yourself for feeling them. Just observe them without getting swept away by the digital tide. Remember, social media often presents a curated version of reality. Think highlight reels instead of everyday struggles. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's carefully crafted performance. Don't forget, what you see online is rarely the whole picture. Next up, set some boundaries. Treat social media like a guest in your life, welcome but not running the show. Schedule specific times for scrolling and stick to them. Think of it like exercise. You wouldn't spend all day at the gym, right? The same goes for social media. Give yourself permission to log off, put down the phone, and engage with the world around you. Another tip is to curate your feed. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions or leave you feeling inadequate. Fill your space with positivity. Accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or share valuable information. Remember, social media should be a source of joy and connection, not stress and comparison. Now, let's talk about mindful engagement. Instead of passively scrolling, actively choose what content you consume. Ask yourself, is this adding value to my life? Does it inspire me, educate me, or am I just mindlessly refreshing for that fleeting dopamine hit? And finally, don't forget the real world. Social media is a tool, not a replacement for genuine human connection. Make time for face-to-face interactions, hobbies, and activities that bring you joy offline. Remember, life happens outside the screen. Go live it. Let me tell you a quick story about this. My friend Sarah was constantly stressed out by social media. She'd wake up checking her phone first thing, scroll through Instagram during her lunch break, and even spend hours comparing herself to other people's seemingly perfect lives. One day, she decided to try something different. She unfollowed all the accounts that made her feel bad and started focusing on content that inspired her. She also set aside specific times for checking social media and made a conscious effort to spend more time with friends and family. Guess what? She felt so much calmer and happier. Remember, you have the power to control your social media experience. Don't let it control you. By being mindful of how you use it, setting boundaries, and prioritizing real-life connections, you can navigate this digital world with ease and grace. So go out there, disconnect when needed, reconnect with yourself, and remember, life is happening all around you. This episode was all about reclaiming your time, reducing stress, and finding that sweet spot of mindful social media use. Remember those five key takeaways. Be aware of how it makes you feel, set clear boundaries, curate your feed wisely, engage mindfully, and prioritize real-world connections. Go out there and put these tips into action. I want to hear about your wins. Share this episode with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. And as always, keep it real, keep it mindful, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.